The program for Wednesday, Wellness. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day on this Wednesday morning. As we go into the new year, let's take our New Testaments, and having been born again in the new birth, let us live the new life in Christ. That's what we're talking about, the Christian adjective, that is the word new. As we take this a step further today, let's notice a commandment that the Lord gave in John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. This is what our Lord said to his disciples. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Here is that adjective new again, being used in reference to what Christ our Lord calls a new commandment. It was all about loving one another. Moses had commanded love in the Old Testament, but it had been neglected, misrepresented, and abused. They loved their neighbors, their friends, but they hated their enemies. A lot of other things had covered over this commandment. The command of Christ was new because of its depth. They were to love as he had loved them, Jesus said. And then our Lord further said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. That's John 15, verses 13 and 14. Oh, what a great love. As we said, the thing that made the love of Christ a new commandment was its depth. In the Sermon on the Mount, Christ stresses how the heart is connected with commandments of God. Outward legalistic observance of laws, as the Pharisees were doing, didn't always involve the heart or come from the heart. John, that great apostle of love, declared there in 1 John 3, verses 14 and 15, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Yes, the lack of love in the heart, replaced by hate, is called murder by John. Legalism wouldn't say this. The New Testament, with its new commandment of Christ, must be kept. Paul says that we are nothing without love, as he deals upon this theme in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The test of our love for God is brought out in at least two different ways by John in 1 John. First, let's notice this quotation. John says, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? That's in 1 John 4. And then two, in the same book, 5 verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. So by loving one another and keeping the commandments of God, we prove our love to God. If we hate one another, and there are commands of God that we will not obey, we do not love God, no matter how religious we profess to be. Divine love demands, it prompts, obedience. It is not necessarily some silly, wishy-washy sentimentalism as masqueraded by compromisers as we see today. No, it prompts, it demands obedience. Certainly this word new characterizes the Christian and the Christian religion. As we pointed out, there's the New Testament. There's the new life, which must be preceded by the new birth. And there is this new commandment. This commandment all about loving one another as Christ has loved us. We could go on. There are so many new things in connection with Christianity. Truly, this is a Christian adjective, this word new. Oh, may we truly appreciate all that's involved here and comply to all that is implied. As we go into the new year, how wonderful if we could be new creatures in Christ Jesus and walk in newness of life and have this great hope of eternal life. May we take these teachings to heart, and I thank you for listening today.